From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Investigators in Yemen are searching for more al-Qaeda-linked suspects in the plot to send bombs to the United States. Yemeni police have arrested a woman on suspicion of mailing two bombs, which were addressed to synagogues in the Chicago area. But reporter Oliver Holmes, who's based in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a, says the woman's lawyer is casting doubt on her involvement.
The 22-year-old girl is being represented by a human rights lawyer here. He works for a local organization called HUD, which is a very prestigious organization. He said her acquaintances told him that she was a quiet student and there was no knowledge of her having involvement in any religious or political group. He's very concerned that this girl is a victim because it doesn't make sense that she would leave a picture and ID and phone number when she was sending a package with explosives in. This goes in line with what analysts have been telling me, that the government would be wanting to arrest somebody fast.
Reporter Oliver Holmes in Sana'a, other suspects authorities are said to be looking for include the man who designed the underwear bomb for the failed attack on a Detroit-bound airliner last Christmas. President Obama is due in Ohio this afternoon as he makes a final push ahead of Tuesday's midterm election. He'll be headlining a rally in Cleveland as several new polls are showing voters to be divided and dissatisfied. NPR's Allison Keyes has more on what those polls are showing.
An Associated Press Knowledge Network's poll finds voters are split right down the middle over whether President Obama deserves a second term. The poll, which has tracked a group of 1,200 people since the beginning of the 2008 presidential campaign, also finds a statistical tie among Democratic voters on whether Mr. Obama should face a challenge for the 2012 presidential nomination. Two other polls, including one released yesterday by Fox News, finds the president's approval rating hovering between 41% and 45%. In both polls, about half of those surveyed disapprove of President Obama's performance. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Hurricane Tomas is barreling through the eastern Caribbean and is forecast to build into a Category 3 or possibly a Category 4 storm by tomorrow. Here's NPR's Jason Bobian with the latest.
Tomas is expected to strengthen significantly over the next 2 days. Currently, forecasters predict it will pass just south of Haiti and could hit Jamaica late in the week. But if the storm moves slightly to the north, Haiti could be struck by a major hurricane as early as Tuesday. More than 1 million Haitians remain homeless or in makeshift huts from the January earthquake. A spokeswoman for the UN's humanitarian operation in Haiti said aid agencies have prepared for a hurricane, but currently are stretched to capacity by the cholera outbreak. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Tomas battered a cluster of eastern Caribbean islands yesterday, tearing off roofs, damaging homes, and downing power lines. You're listening to NPR News. Turkish media are reporting an explosion in Istanbul's main square. The blast is said to have injured at least 15 people. CNN Turk Television says the explosion occurred close to a spot where riot police were stationed in case of demonstrations. Turkey's NVT Television says the explosion may have been caused by a suicide bomber. Almost 6 million voters are eligible to cast their ballots in Ivory Coast long delayed presidential elections today. NPR's Avibia Quist-Arkton reports there are 14 candidates with three main contenders, including the incumbent president of the West African nation.
It's been 10 years since Ivory Coast last voted for a president. That highly contested election was marred by violence, followed by a rebellion that split the country in two after a failed coup. President Laurent Gbagbo retained control of the south, and the former rebels controlled the north. Now, after six postponements and 5 years of wrangling between political rivals and erstwhile rebels, Ivorians will decide who, over the next 5 years, will run the nation that was once an oasis of prosperity, peace and stability in West Africa and remains the world's top cocoa exporter. Ophelia Quistalton, NPR News, Dakar.
Voters are also heading to the polls in Brazil's presidential election. Voters there could choose the country's first female president. 62-year-old Dilma Rousseff holds the lead in opinion polls over José Serra. She is the hand-picked candidate of current president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Preliminary results are due early this evening with final results early tomorrow morning. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.